Hello, welcome to the English News Digital Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, this morning the Military Admissions Department of the Ministry of National Defense held a conference to review the military enrollment book in 2021, proposed orientation in 2022.In the year 2021, military enrollment was proactively and actively implemented by agencies, units, and schools. Military academies and schools receive applications and organize strictly military admissions according to regulations. In general, the military enrollment in 2021 has completed the task. Speaking at the conclusion of the conference, Lieutenant General Ngô Minh Tiến, Vice Head of Military Admissions Department, appreciated the enrollment results in 2021. In that light, in the year 2022, it is forecasted that the situation in the coming term will be due to the complicated situation. Lieutenant General Ngô Minh Tiến requested that agencies, functional units, academies, and military schools should continue to pay attention to and promote propaganda and career guidance. Focus on the right propaganda at high schools suggested that the press agencies continue to strengthen propaganda on military enrollment. In addition, the school unit needs to do well to create resources to ensure enrollment targets find solutions to attract more qualified candidates for admission directly to military schools. Mr. Yun Denghin, Standing Vice Chairman of Kantai City People's Committee, which with Project Management Board of Trade Union Institutions, Vietnam General Confederation of Labor, on the implementation of trade union institutional construction project in Kantai City. The project to build a trade union institution in Kantai City has a scale of 3 hectares, located in the Nok Chu Industrial Park, Phuc Thoi Ward, Among District, including the following items: housing plots for office workers, multi-purpose house with the capacity of 1,000 people, center square, dress store, supermarket, system life, cultural and social service for workers, system of flower gardens, trees, sports fields, and other technical and social infrastructure works. The expected implementation term is from 2022 to 2024. Up to now, Kantai City People's Committee of Vietnam General Confederation of Labor have issued documents to agree on investment policy and project implementation plan. This afternoon, the Mekong Delta Tourism Association held a conference on restoring and developing Mekong Delta tourism in a new normal state. Statement at the conference, Standing Vice Chairman of Kantai City People's Committee Yun Denghin welcomed the Mekong Delta Tourism Association for organizing this conference and emphasized, after a long time being heavily affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, the Mekong Delta tourism industry has faced many difficulties and challenges. Particularly in Kantai City, in the year 2021, the number of tourists decreased by over 62%, in which international visitors decreased by 92%. Total tourism revenue decreased by 56.6% over the same period of the last year. Therefore, restoring the development of the tourism industry is an important and necessary task in the current context. Mr. Nguyễn Thị Khiển, Vice Chairman of the City People's Committee Research and worked with Mr. Manuel L. B. Montegri, Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary Chancery of the Republic of Philippines to the Socialist Republic of Vietnam. The ambassador expressed his deep impression of the development of Kantai City. During his visit, the ambassador wished to promote cooperation in economic trade. In addition, the two sides will strengthen people-to-people exchange between the Philippines and the city. Mr. Nguyễn Thị Khiển, Vice Chairman of Kantai City People's Committee, gave an overview of the socio-economic situation of Kantai City in 2021 and asked for the support of the Philippine Ambassador and Consul General in Vietnam to connect, call for Philippine businesses to invest in the city according to the list of investment promotion projects focusing on the following areas. infrastructure of industrial zones and road projects that the city is currently calling for investment in the form of BOT, information about the potential and investment opportunities of Kansas City to associations and investors in the Philippines, organizing exchange programs of lecturers and students between universities and colleges, as well as coordination of cultural exchange events. Today, Vietnam lost 94,085 new cases of COVID-19 infection. The national tally now stands as 3,443,485. In Kansas City, today, confirms 39 COVID-19 cases. The Ministry of Health affirmed that increasing the supply of the Abdala vaccine will not change the quality, safety, and effectiveness. Hanoi urgently allocates 41,000 monovirus pills to hospitals and health centers. Petro is forecasted to continue to increase for the sixth time in a row on March 1st. That's all for the English News on Kansas Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.